This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, here's the number. Toll free. In the continental United States, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933, telephone listen line, 605-477-3249. John is engineering the broadcast at Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. With us today, David in Illinois, the man who escaped the clutches of John Wayne Gacy, the mass murderer. Welcome, David.
How you doing?
Well, before we answer that, let me give a couple definitions. Okay? When I say cocked and locked, I mean being prepared for everything. Food in the home, gas in the tank, if you're traveling, directions to your destination and back, oil in the hinges, budgeting for your necessities, being prepared as a Boy Scout would be. And of course, it also means being prepared to defend yourself. And let me define the word hunting as I see it. Hunting. So let's say there's a shoplifter. The cops hunt for that shoplifter that just ran out of that store. A bank robber, the cops hunt for that bank robber. A carjacker, the cops hunt for that carjacker. A kidnapper, the cops sometimes hunt for that kidnapper. And a cop killer, well, then there's a manhunt, right, for that alleged cop killer. Well, it also applies to other things, less nefarious, maybe what might believe to be a little more innocent. Party balloons, those Mylar helium-filled party balloons that are purchased by careless, ignorant friends and relatives of toddlers who don't have the coordination to hold on to them. Whee! Off it goes, and everybody goes, wow, look at it go. And they have no concept of it coming back down to Earth when the pressure of the helium inside the balloon exceeds the capability and capacity for that Mylar to sustain the pressure. It bursts and it comes back down to Earth, and sometimes it lands on farms where cows think, I never saw one of those before, it looks good to eat, and they start eating it, they swallow the balloon, the string, and they die. Okay, well, I would hunt for the person, but not full time. I would put in the back of my mind, who sold these things? And who buys these things? And I would try to find, in my spare time, or as I travel, or through the course of my day, who sold it, and who let it go. Who was the customer? Because if I have a dead cow that cost me the loss of $1,000, plus bringing the backhoe out, plus burying the cow, plus all that time, you know, it would, for the hours to have a backhoe come out, it'd be $250 to $500 to bury a cow. So now we're up to $1,500 in losses. Because some ignorant, careless friend or relative of a toddler thinks it's really cool to have a Mylar balloon. Well, I would want to know where that balloon was sold, and I'd like to know who bought it. And then I'd like to have a chat with that person and explain to them that they just cost me $500 plus $1,000. And I'd like to know what they want to do about it. And what would I do? I would expect them to make restitution. If they didn't want to do that, I'd take them to court. That's what I'm talking about by hunting. Okay? Nothing more than the current system. Nothing more than what we do right now. The system's already in place. So if it falls apart and there's no system that we've already built and have people hired and pay them to do these jobs, well, then it's up to us to do them. So we use the same exact system, no different. That's what I want to say. David, you are going to be sharing with us some information that is terrifying, frightening, things that have happened to you in your younger years, your childhood, the abuses, and I commend you for having the courage to do that. We are not going to release your last name. We're just going to refer to you as David. David, what would you like to share with us today?
Well, the first thing I was going to say is I'm going to give you a quote from the friend of mine that stayed with me to see what I had to live with. And when he finally got home and called me and his parents found out what happened, what he had to endure, he told me, your father's going to get away with what he did to me because he's a cop. And he said, I had to resort to eating out of a trash can. Now, that day we had the situation with John Wayne, but we didn't know who he was at the time. He tried hard. And the fact is, we were probably standing in them bags next to a body. And with the amount of blood that was all over them clothes and what was happening, that's probably what it was. And the other things we found, even the teeth that we found and the car that we found, we tried to report it. No, wasn't allowed to talk about it. But he resorted to eating crawfish raw. And I tried to tell him, look, let me start a fire. He was so hungry. I was used to it. But he was, and we came across a lot of, during them walks, we came across a lot of people, campfires, camping out and things. But we would not steal their food, no matter how hungry we were. We would not steal their food because we wouldn't do that. That wasn't right. And that's just where we would not go. And I know what it can be like. I had to resort to finding how to hunt and how to fish and catch, most of it was on accident. That's where my food came from. I don't know if you realize what it's like to go in the winter and watch for a pheasant to land because I was able to see at night in the snow better. And I had to sit there and stalk this thing and jump on it with a stick. That's the old fashioned way to get something. And if that's what you had to do, that's what you had to do. And, and so that's, what it was like. And the thing is it still doesn't stop. And that's the other reason I want to say it towards the end. I would like to get into why I'm discussing this stuff now. And I also would like to get a message where I did learn a lot of things and would like to say on behalf of some of the law-abiding cops that are out, which, like I said, got out of second grade and they started hiding me with the cops and the police and using me for medical research I was handing out bullets and guns at the police station. I was answering emergency phone calls, which were hilarious because you're a kid. You don't think you sound bad, but people would call up and say, is this the police department? Yes, ma'am. What's your emergency? I'll call back at a better time. they're just shocked. Instead of being in school, I would ask when I'm going to school. So you remember those JCPenney catalogs you would get in the mail, the big winter ones?
Sure, and Sears catalogs, yes.
Yes. He would keep on our table when we would come home from work about two stacks of those full of homicide files. And he said, here, this is your new education material. He would hand a file to me. And there would be full-page photographs, black and white, always black and white. Photographs of homicide. Now, I'm a kid. and I'm supposed to go through these files with him. That was my education material. And you have to turn around and shut that, try to shut it off. And so I would. But they teach you, you're supposed to go to the police. You're supposed to talk to them whenever there's a problem or a help. And every time I seen something, even though I was with them, all they, no, we can't have you discuss this. No, well, they're black, so if something in their blood, they'll just find a way to steal it back. Even if they didn't stole it, they probably would have. You know, and then when you see them get away with shooting people and taking things from people, just if they would pull somebody over, and if they liked what they had, they would just say, we think this was used or in the previous crime or a part of a burglary. I'm going to confiscate this. We'll get back to you if it's not. With no intentions on giving it back. And when I started seeing them taking the drugs and counting the bags of cash, it's just shocking. And every time I would say something and I would try, hey, we got a new procedure to do. We're going to try and use you for. I'm going to tell you real quick what those were. And I won't talk much about that, but I'm going to tell you. They would have to put me in the hospital for at least 2 weeks to get my body able to handle the surgery. They would videotape and show the surgery. They would record it for the other students and to teach other people. So I was on display. I would be miserable. I mean, you come out of all that gas and you're already in the weakened system as it is. 3 days would be just pure horror of getting sick. I didn't get no pain meds. And then I would have to go home. Instead of going home, he would go to Vegas with his buddy. I'd get locked up at home until he got back. And, you know, they're doing this. And then at the end, when they would take the pictures for their books, you think, oh, what's so hard about taking pictures? Well, I'll tell you what it's like. You're sitting there for a couple hours while some guy's sticking a 35-millimeter camera about an foot away from your face. And, you know, the Q-tips they use for throat cultures, that's what they look like. They would take two of these 6-inch Q-tips, put them underneath one eyelid, two at the bottom, push them down, and then push the eye back so it bulged out. And I already had surgery, so I'm in a massive amount of pain. I wouldn't even get a thank you or a meal for these books they would put me in. You know, and that's what that was like. And then when I would be in that hospital during that time, my body was available for them 24 hours a day. I even had blood
David,
coming
hold,
out
hold
of my
thought.
Ears.
Okay. We're going to a break. We'll be
okay.
Right back on this.
Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Way supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, you're listening to a first-hand expose on the system. David, you mentioned that during the photography of your body, you would be, and surgery, you would be available 24 hours a day. Please continue.
Yes. I would always, they even tested cancer drugs on me. Okay, I didn't have cancer. It's just that my body was in such a fragile state because of the one meal a day. On the average, I would have to go two to three days at the most without food. So that's why I was in such a fragile state. And so they would test these to simulate what it was like for a cancer patient that is in a serious deficiency to see how much of the drug they can get in their body before there was problems and conditions. And a lot of my friends would ask, why are they doing this? Parents, teachers? Teachers would try to complain and get me to see other doctors. And when that may cause too much waves, they would move me somewhere else. And But I would ask the doctor, can I say the doctor's name? He's at the University of Chicago Hospital. That's where they did all
David, that. David, the rules are really simple at USA Prepares. You can say anything you want as long as you don't use profanity and as long as it's the truth and you can back it up. It's as simple
right.
as that.
Okay. Right. My eyes are in his book. There's records out there. The first doctor that made the deal with my father to hide me there while the other agency was looking for me because he lost custody of me, which I didn't know at the time. His name was Dr. Johnson. But the head doctor that took over the research was Dr. Frank Newell. Now, I'm going to tell you how this guy, all he cared about was his research and his new radical procedures. I went in there one day, and there was another student doctor, as I called him, looking at me, and he didn't, I guess, did not know I was there, because I was telling him I just got hit by a car. And the police kept me and kept me detained until my father got off his vehicle and picked me up. They did, would not let ambulance or nobody see me. That was one of the agreements, was that university was the only one allowed to work on me. And I was telling, look, I got hit by a car again. I landed way down the street. Nobody's doing anything about it or even checking. I was banged up pretty bad. And he came in there and seen that I was there. He shoved that doctor right off the chair, that student doctor, looked at me, and there was about 20 students following him, and they even were nervous. And he said, there, now you can go ahead and get out of here. That's how you don't have to worry about hearing it. I don't want anybody looking at him. And that's what it was like. And I sat there a few times with that doctor discussing, why are they doing this to me? Because my friends and all the people described me as looking like a victim from the war camps in World War II. And I said, why is this? Why can't you do anything about this? And they said, look, you're doing good for science. It's not that people are upset about things that happened in the war camps or what the Germans did. It's what they did to the soldiers and Jews. But there is some people that are just, it's okay for us to do research on. And that's you. And, you know, you're... And it's just hard, you know, not to, you wonder, and you start to get to the understanding, you start to think of it, that's what you're born for. And that's what they would tell me, that's what I'm born for. But everywhere they traveled, when the teachers would speak, they tried to get me into other clinics that were free. And no, they were not allowed. Nobody was allowed to look at me. And whenever they caused waves, I was moved and be it in another, and I'm going to tell you what it's like. When you're sitting there in a squad car and driving around at night in the winter in Chicago, it is freezing cold. And when it got too dark or he had other things to do, I would be locked in his car. And it gets terrifying in that city. And you're out there and you're a kid, even as I get old as a teenager, you know, but I'll tell you some disturbing things that I see. I would go to the museum, right behind the Museum of Science and History. If I was lucky enough where he let me bring a fishing pole, I'd try to catch some food. And I would eat there. I think I hear the music again.
Yeah, David, you do. And just one quick question. When you use the word he, are you referring to your father, the policeman?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back. David's got... An hour and a half to go. Class, this is first-hand experience of the system.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Words coming that former presidential candidate Herman Cain will withdraw his name from consideration for a Federal Reserve appointment. The president announcing earlier this month he'd nominate Cain to a seat on the board. Since then, at least four GOP senators say they wouldn't support the move. Now, ABC News says Cain will be pulling his name before it even gets that far. The United States wants to extradite WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange from Great Britain, but his lawyer, Jennifer Robinson, says the U.S. is going to get a fight.
It is unacceptable that a publisher be extradited to face prosecution in the United States for publishing truthful information, and no democratic government should be seeking to prosecute a publisher for that, and nor should any other democratic government extradite a publisher for doing that.
The Justice Department wants to charge him with conspiracy to commit hacking of a classified Defense Department computer. He was arrested yesterday in London. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something else.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, David in Illinois is with us. And he's telling us firsthand experiences that he's had with the system. And when he refers to a person, uses the word he's talking about his father, a policeman, a cop. David, I've got one question. I don't want to interrupt you in any way, shape, or form. In class, we're not taking calls today. going to let David say whatever he wants to say. You mentioned you were hit by a car. What did you mean by that?
The first time I was hit by a car, it was an older, early 70s. It was like an early 70s, a big steel car. I was hit by a car, and I flew over the whole. I'm surprised I was alive. Actually, the people that witnessed it are surprised. I flew over the whole car, landed down the street. They called the ambulance, and the people were shocked. Then I was there. They wouldn't let the ambulance guy. They wouldn't let them take me anywhere. They said, "No, we got to take them to the station." Dad. They took me to the station, and my dad showed up, picked me up, and he just took me home because nobody else was allowed to look at me but that those doctors. And so the next day, we went out, and I went to jump in the water and went to take my shirt off, and I was black from my chest all the way down to my knee. And he took me right back in and locked me up at home. And he says, "You can tell them." I told them. They said, "Not to worry. If you're moving around, you're fine. And they'll just look at you." The doctors did not want that on the record at all. When I went in there, they wouldn't even look at me. They just said, "Walk around. You seem like you're fine." That was it. That's all.
Why, David, were you hit by a car? Where were you and why were you hit?
I was going down the street, and there was a guy that was the lifeguard, and he figured he was going to taunt and haunt me. I mean, he was teasing me, and I was on the bike. And when you're down the hill, you just can't stop. And he assumed that I would be able to stop right away, and I couldn't. And it clipped me on the side, and it caused me to flip and fly over the whole car and land down the street. He said he was sorry that he did it. He was joking. But my dad said, "Don't worry. I don't want nobody to know about this." And that was it. And, he didn't want nobody to know about it. And there was a whole bunch of witnesses that seen it. I mean, they were just shocked that
Are you saying that the reason that your father or no one else in the police department wanted any report or any other doctors other than the ones you've mentioned, Dr. Johnson and Dr. Newell, to see you is because of the experimentation that was done on you, and they would be found out? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that was the reason, as well as I had an agency that was looking for me. They were hiding me because he lost custody. I did not know this at the time. He lost custody of me. They were going to take me at school. The next day, because he was a cop, they knew if they went to the home, there would be possibly firearms involved. So one of his police buddies said, "Look, they're taking him in the morning." So that's when they snatched me that night and been hiding me ever since. That's why when I've seen cases that I've seen, crimes, burglaries, they never could let me have my name on a report because somebody may see it in the department that would report it, and therefore internal affairs were going to get called in, and then they couldn't do nothing about hiding. And if people think this is not a true situation, I had an older brother. A few cases that I see were serious. When my brother would come home from school, he tried to say, "Look, why can't you go? Let him coach you on what he's seen, and you go tell him and report this. I'll take you with." And my brother's, "No, I have nothing. I'm not getting involved with this. No." And I didn't realize my brother had the situation was happening to me affected him as much as he did. I won't tell you exactly what he did, but he tried to do something to himself because he felt he was too weak to stop what was happening to me. And he said he was afraid that my father would do it to him and send him there instead. I told him he don't need to beat himself up over that. I feel bad that he tried to do something to himself that it haunted him that bad. He was a kid. He was older than me, but still, technically, he was a child, even though he was older. I can't fault him because what he's seen that I had to go through, my brother, it was a lot, you know. It was a lot. So, I can't.
David, in all the time that you and I have been on the air together, and even off the air on the telephone with just the two of us, I've never heard you mention your mom.
My father was married four times. One of the women he hid, just like they don't know about. He's attacked every woman, and they wound up had to get protective custody away from him because he was a cop, and there was nothing he would do. He even attacked the woman, the second wife, that I actually thought was my real mother at the time, because she told him, the investigators that looked for me that day, she told him. He took him. They're hiding him. He attacked her right in front of the police that were there, and they wouldn't stop. And I didn't find that out until later. I just never seen her again, and I finally talked to her quite a long time ago. But every woman he attacked. If I wasn't there for him to get his kicked out, he attacked them. And when I was in high school, he attacked this one woman, and I managed to get out of the house. And he would go into these rages where he would destroy everything if there wasn't me to handcuff and get his frustrations out on. And they would show up when the people called the police. They would show up, his buddies, take him to the psychiatric ward, okay? The psychiatric ward. He would be there for a week or so. Meanwhile, I'm at home. Now, these doctors were supposed to be monitoring my condition and my health. I'm at home trying to find food or something. And when they're done and calming him down, he's back out carrying a gun. Now, this man had a special nightstick that was steel. Now, there were certain laws about what they can carry. But since he had a special one that was made into a flashlight, it was okay. He carried that nightstick, so he only had to hit people one time. And he didn't have, he didn't have to go to court and fight him in court. And, you know, he looks for it. You know, I mean, to see him looking at those crime scenes, I asked his buddies, that his little group that he was with, and I tried to understand, wait, you hate black people. You hate the college students. Why are you doing this job? I didn't understand. I wanted to know. And at first they laughed. And finally they said, if we didn't have these badges, we would be in jail. So when we got home and I asked that question, he said, you really want to know why we keep this and we do this job? He pulled out a homicide photo of two children and a mother that were burglarized, raped, and murdered. And I had to look at those photos, okay? And he said, that's because we can do that and get away with it. That's why we carry the badge. So what do you know, that's what I had to, but I was going to tell you something. This troubles me even more because they can't do anything about it, what happened. I was back there, and there was a couple guys dipping this beautiful German Shepherd in the water behind the museum. Puppy. I told my dad. He picked me up. I said, hey, these guys are over here doing this puppy. And he says, don't worry about it. Why? There's no money in it. What? He said, besides, they're probably training it. Well, a few days later, my brother actually came with me. He was off work, and he said, come on, let's go fishing. We went over there. He picked me up when he met me there. We went there. They killed it. They drowned the thing. And I said, look, you could have done something about this. He said, I'm going to teach you something. Get in the car. He drove me around the city and pulled up where people were beating dogs. I seen the people had a dog upside down, hanging it, beating it with a stick. And I'm like, you're not going to do nothing? He said, there's no money. No. So I still didn't understand. To me, it was wrong. So he got me a puppy. I had to sit here and watch him not only starve me, he would give me a dollar for 4 days. I had to choose whether I bought me something to eat or the puppy. And then when he would come home, he said, I'm not going to hit you. He would kick the puppy around and then urinate on him. I had to wait. When he was gone, I had to sneak on the phone, and I had to call animal control to get the puppy because I wanted somebody to give it a chance because I can't have that on my conscience. Why did I not put papers up everywhere and flyers? He would see. And when they picked up the puppy, they were like, who did this? My father. What's his name? And they knew him. Well, I'll just tell you, I got hell when he got home. He took it out on me. And I don't want to get into what happened. So, but at least it had a chance, you know, that, you know, and you see them doing this. And getting away with it. You know, monsters with a badge. And that's exactly what they are. They're monsters. And, but I'll go into, as I got older and I was in high school, I started high school. And I think the state found out where I was because of my friend and the Gacy thing. And his family started making waves. So he moved me again. I finally got to go back to school. Well, that school started getting questions about it because now I had to change out for gym and they could see my body. And so the lady showed up, well, some things questioned, pulled me out of school again and moved me to the city where he said I can have total control over here. Nobody can get near them. So I was out of school for about 6-7 months of school plus the summer. That's where I seen
David,
more burglaries.
We're going into a break.
Okay.
We're going into a break. We'll continue on the other side.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
David, you left off talking about gym class in another school, and I assume what you're saying is that when you were in the gym uniform, meaning a t-shirt and shorts, people could see more of your body and maybe in the showers. Is that what you were talking about?
Correct. Correct. And so that caused problems when they had to move me to another. That school was very, they said they were going to give me help. There was a lady that showed up from the state. She said, look, we're going to get some help. Well, it apparently got back to him. My dad, he moved me again. And now you got to remember, a lot of up until this part, they've had me at sex parties. I've witnessed them bringing kids, girls, young girls. They would drink in uniform. They would even offer me liquor. Okay? I don't drink because to me, what I've seen alcohol do to them, I don't want no part of it. I don't want no part of it. Okay? So I witnessed this, and I want to clear something up real quick. I was going to do it, but I'll do it real quick. I am going to tell you, it's not that I hate all you cops that are out there listening. I feel for you guys. I've been in that squad car as probably as much as maybe in more of some of you cops out there that are working. I had to sit there. It's terrifying to sit in the front seat and have people show up and walk up to you not knowing if they're going to do something to that car or not. And to know all the level of guns. Go up there at night on New Year's Eve. You're looking at apartment buildings. I've been in there. I've been in this car with them. And once midnight comes, you're looking at, you don't think these are just nice apartments or here. Everybody's got guns. You got that terrifying situation on your job. Plus, you got, what do you do with the cops that are bad? I asked them, if you don't like these, what if somebody tells? We make them go in everywhere first. So you got that to worry about. So I would not want your job for nothing. Nothing. I feel for you good cops out there. I really do. You know, and, but just like me, you have to take a stand at some point. Group together with the good ones, something. Because you're just hurting the people. And if something happens to you when you're a good cop, the rest of the people look at you as the rest of the bad cops, and they don't want to do nothing for you. But I just wanted to get that out real quick. But anyways, he had me out of school. My father had me out of school for quite a while. The university covered for him for quite a while until they had me out so much.
Okay. We just lost David in Illinois, and we're going to get him back. So in the meantime, I've got pages of notes that I'm stunned with what I'm hearing. He's talking about the thing that you've heard throughout many of the themes when we discuss the police, that it's about money. And David said several times, there's no money in it. There's no money in it. And when he comes back, I'm going to ask him what he means. By the way, isn't it strange that we lost David? Isn't that strange? He's still gone? Okay. Isn't that interesting? And I'll do my best to get him back at the top of the hour. But he said there's no money in it. He also used the phrase, monsters with a badge. But I have a feeling he also means monsters in white coats. Monsters in white coats. With this medical experimentation, this torture. Can you imagine that the system is so corrupt that they would allow all these things to happen to a child? Do you think he's making this up? Do you think he could come up with these details if he were making this up? Sounds true to me. It sounds extremely true to me. I've not coached him on any of this. David is speaking right from the heart. No notes, no talking points. All I asked him to do was tell the truth and not to use profanity, which he said he would do anyway.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.